Wow. Hello, friends. Just got back home after a crazy, wild, emotional day at Portman Road. I'm sure many of you were there. I hope you're enjoying yourselves, celebrating as you should be. Could be a lot of hangovers tomorrow morning. Just got home. This is basically a little podcast special just to bring you some reaction post-game. We had to wait a long time, clearly, to speak to anyone after the game. Pitch invasion, really good scene, fantastic scenes, players on the pitch, players in the director's box, fans all over the place. It was brilliant. So in the aftermath, myself and Stewie got onto the pitch. Stu spoke to Sam Morsey and Axel Tuanzebe. I spoke to Wes Burns and Caden Jackson, who of course has been on his own little journey. One of the kind of remnants of the bad old days, I guess, and has come all the way through now into promotion into the Premier League. So there's four interviews there, four short little ones on the pitch. You'll also hear from Kieran McKenna, who was getting a lot of handshakes, a lot of selfies on the pitch. The usual press conference was moved basically to a little side room off the players' tunnel. We had to wait about 2 hours to finally speak to Kieran. Totally understandable, of course. And there's a bit of a press scrum there, so you can hear that. And also Luke Wolfenden, who spoke to Alex and the other media members afterwards. I'm told that he was happy. He was in drink, shall we say. So there's going to be a bit of bad language. Apologies in advance if that offends. But of course, if there's ever going to be a day we're allowed to use bad language in a celebratory way, it would be a day like today. Ipswich Town friends are in the Premier League. So enjoy this special reaction pod, and then we'll be back either Sunday or Monday, depending on what happens, all the celebrations, what's going on. But we will be back, obviously, to bring you a full, proper, composed Ipswich Town, our Premier League Kings of Anglia podcast with all the boys. I must also say, before I go, before you listen to this, if you've not seen Stu and Alex's reaction video, which is available for free on YouTube and also online, you must go and see it, because it's lovely. It's heartwarming, it's touching, it's genuine. All got a little bit much for Mr. Watson, so go and watch that. Right, without further ado then, friends, have a listen to these interviews. Enjoy them, soak them in, open yourself another beer and keep on celebrating, because Ipswich Town are going to be in the Premier League next season. Unbelievable. Speak to you soon.
First of all, Wes, congratulations, obvious first question. How does it feel to be a Premier League player?
It's incredible, to be honest. It's quite difficult to put into words right now, to be honest. I'm sure it's going to take a few days to sink in, but honestly, it's a dream come true, honestly. It's something that I set out to achieve when I was 6 years old when I started playing football. So to have done it now, 23 years on, is an incredible achievement for me.
How did you feel waking up this morning, coaching the game?
To be fair, I was glad it was an early kick-off because I couldn't bear waiting around all day for it. But I was nervous, as obviously the nervous energy is good, it means I care. But yeah, I just wanted to get the job done, and we've done it in style, I think.
Absolutely, obviously you got the goal, first goal, standing on the line, must have been amazing.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a feeling of relief, really. We knew if we got the first goal today, it would set us on our way, and I was just delighted I could be a part of it, really. You know, I should have scored one or two before, maybe, so I was just glad that one, the one that I probably shouldn't have scored, actually went in. So.
Can you talk a little bit about this team? Because a lot's been written about this team,
yeah.
The way you play football, resilience, your attitude. What's so special about this team?
It's a never say die attitude. Literally, the never say die attitude. I've said it before, you know, I've never met a group of lads that have such dedication to their craft, to work tirelessly every day, and meticulous in every little detail. And that's what makes us, that's pretty much what sets us apart from everyone else.
Could you ever have predicted this when you arrived from Fleetwood a couple of seasons ago? Back-to-back promotions,
yeah.
Premier League.
Mental. I was probably one of the lowest key signings when I came in from Fleetwood. You know, I was the first thing through the door of a massive change. And if someone was to say in 3 seasons' time I'll be promoted to the Premier League, I'd tell them to go away or use for a better word. So yeah, it's been an incredible journey for me.
And just one final question, the obvious question. You're going to be playing in the Premier League next season. No one thought you would be able to do what you did this season. It's not going to be possible. What can you do in the Premier League, do you think?
I have no idea. The limits for this group is endless, to be honest. We've got the best manager that we could possibly have. He's the best, you know, I've ever worked with. And the best group of lads that literally the ceiling is not high enough, you know. It's a glass ceiling, it's not a concrete ceiling. So, you know, this group can achieve anything.
Savvy, can I just get a few seconds with you on the pitch afterwards? Incredible day. How are you feeling?
Yeah, amazing. You know, we knew a point would do it, but we wanted to approach the game trying to get a win. It was about staying calm. We knew the adrenaline was going to be there, and we stuck to the game plan. We won 2-0. Should have been more. Conceded very little. It's a good day.
The scenes at the end, I mean, you, in the back of your mind, you'd have thought about this day. I know you've been trying to push it out of your minds, focus on the process, get the job done. But now the moment's here. What is it like?
Yeah, it's an incredible moment. You know, it's not easy at all. We've competed with some fantastic teams today, you know, all season. The Leicesters, the Leeds, Southamptons, great team, great managers, experienced top players. And to come out second in that bunch and to get promoted is a phenomenal achievement. It makes it even more sweeter, the fact how good the teams have been below us in the pushers all season. You know, if you look at Leeds, usually 91 points would do it, but it hasn't been enough this season. Managed to get 96, it's a really good points tally, and managed to do it.
You probably never dreamed of this when you came to Ipswich Town, a League One club.
Yeah, nah, not at all. You know, obviously the first couple of months was there, it was tough personally to get my head around it, and it didn't go well. But yeah, if you'd have told me 2.5 years later being in the Premier League, I wouldn't have believed you. But you know, fair play to the lads. But I've got to say as well, the manager has transformed the culture, transformed everything. He deserves, I'm sure he's going to get it, but he deserves a lot of credit, because without him we wouldn't have done this today.
And so do you. You're the skipper. You've driven this on and off the pitch. You can feel the love from the stands today, can't you, personally?
Yeah, amazing. The fans have took to me so well, and yeah, it gives you an extra boost. It's incredible, and I'm just so happy that the fans get to see their club in the Premier League again.
Premier League player at this stage of your career, how does it feel? We asked you yesterday and you said, I don't want to think about it yet. You're there. How's it feel?
Yeah, I mean, look, I've definitely took the long route, but, you know, you keep working, you keep giving it a go, and you never know where football will take you. And, you know, fortunately enough, alhamdulillah, we've managed to reach Premier League at 32.
Top man.
Cheers,
great
bar,
to speak to you, mate.
Top man.
Well done.
Cheers,
Axel, congratulations. Yeah. Incredible achievement. This is why you came to this club, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We had the conversations early on before I came with the manager, and yeah, it was something that we spoke about. Again, a lot of people might have thought it's unrealistic, but, you know, we believed, we had a plan set out, and, you know, we've executed a plan now, and look at the celebrations, everybody's happy, what it means to the club, what it means to Suffolk, really, and it's amazing what you can achieve when, you know, you put your mind to something.
Yeah, you built your fitness up, took you a little while to get in, you probably thought that was going to be the case, but you've started a hell of a lot of games during this running. How are you feeling?
Yeah, very good, I think. Obviously, it's hard to get momentum when you're coming in mid-season and trying to cement a position for yourself. But, you know, stuck at it and it prevailed. And, you know, now final game, it was just a great way to end the season.
You've been a Premier League player, a top-end Premier League player. What can we all expect from the top flight next season?
I think we all watch Premier League football. I think, you know, the level's quicker. You get a lot more talented players. Individual talent, you know, so I think we got to watch out for that. But I think we can bring a lot as well as a team. We're very good. Obviously, in the summer, we'll look to bulk up the team. But I think, yeah, you know, we're in a good space right now. Enjoy the moment. And yeah, over the summer, there's a lot of work to be done.
You're going to be here. You got the option in your contract. Any word on that yet?
Yeah, the option's there. But right now, we're just enjoying the celebrations. Them conversations can be had in the background to see the future, etc. But for the moment, it's just enjoying as much as we can.
Top man, I'm delighted for you. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you so much.
Our keeper Caden Jackson, then, you've just secured promotion to the Premier League. How does that sound?
Surreal, to be honest. After everything we've been through the last five, six years, to be here, standing here today, and yeah, like you're saying, to have secured promotion to the Premier League. Incredible.
And it's been a crazy journey for you as well. You're one of the few players still here from the kind of bad old days, if you like. You've made it all the way into the Premier League. That must make it extra sweet.
Absolutely. Yeah, to have seen everything that went on and been a part of it, and to have worked through it. And, you know, I'm just thankful that I'm here now. And, yeah, you know, you never know what's going to happen in football. And a lot of change and a lot of struggle over the years. But no, to be here today, it makes it all worth it.
And it's all come together, back-to-back promotions under Kieran McKenna. Can you talk a little bit about what he's brought to this team? I mean, a lot's been written about it. Tell me more about that.
I think it's obvious and clear to see. He brings, you know, an unbelievable work ethic, and that's only matched by the players that play for him. What an unbelievable man. What an unbelievable person. What an unbelievable manager. He's, you know, he truly has it all. Unfortunately, it's a rarity in football, but no, he's incredible. And he's been incredible for me from day one. And, you know, I always say every day that I work with him, I'll never take for granted because of just how special he is as a manager and as a person. So, yeah, it's been incredible for me.
And what about this team? I mean, you say McKenna's special. This team is special. You've got so many qualities that people have written about. You know, you've got this unbelievable way of playing football. You've got resilience, the attitude, this kind of mental strength. But for you, what is the most special thing about this team?
The focus, the humility. You know, every day we come in and work twice as hard as the last day. So, you know, it's such a rarity in football. I've been in around good groups. I've been in around, you know, successful groups, but no group is as good as this and as together as this. If you told us we had a game, you know, Tuesday, we'd come in tomorrow and we'd prepare, you know, with the same focus, even on the back of scenes like today. You know, that's just how we are as players, how we are as people. You know, we want to work hard. We want to work hard for each other and the team. And yeah, I think it's shown over the course of the last two seasons.
Absolutely. And now in the Premier League, can you allow yourself even to think about that right now? That actually playing in the Premier League, what that might be like, how this team might do in the Premier League? Because you weren't meant to do what you did this season.
Exactly that. This season we had a confidence in each other. We had a confidence in, you know, the group, the team, and we knew what we could achieve. Yeah, it was going to be tough. It was going to be tricky. And, you know, we wanted to keep our head down and focus, but we knew what was going to, you know, what was capable. What we were capable of as a team. So, yeah, look, I wouldn't put anything past a Kieran McKenna team. That's how special he is, and yeah, I wouldn't put anything past this group.
Kieran, congratulations. The day is finally here. You're over the line. The talking can stop. Premier League.
Yeah, it feels incredible. It's an incredible achievement. It's such a range of emotions today, thankfully all positive, but you know, overjoyed for everybody, so proud of the efforts, relieved as well, I have to say, when you get to the end point. You know, it's such a big thing, it doesn't come around every year, don't come around every decade, something like this, so we really wanted to finish it off right. So yeah, just delighted.
98 points in League One, 96 in the Championship. Has the magnitude of what you've done hit home yet?
No, it hasn't, to be honest. I have been so disciplined, and the staff have and the players have, of not getting, you know, carried away, not thinking about what we've done, not thinking about what's gone before. But I'm sure over the next couple of days, look, 96 points in the Championship as a newly promoted team with so many of the same group we had 2 years ago. The way that we've done it, the style that we've done it in, I think it's an incredible achievement. And one that we'll go down for many, many, many years.
It's been a long personal journey for you as well. I know people refer to you as a new rookie manager at times, yeah. But this has started on the training pitch for you from your early 20s when you got injured. And it's all led to this point.
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, I'd probably even go before that. You know, I moved away from home, just turned 16, to try and fulfil one dream. And, you know, a lot of sacrifices that you make. And then I've had to pivot on that journey at 22, and I've had, you know, 15 years plus now of work, of sacrifice, of learning, of trying to improve myself. And of course you can't do that with the support of, you know, amazing support from your family. So it's been an incredible journey for myself, and you know, really, really proud of what I've achieved, and really, really proud of the people around me and the way they've supported me to do that.
I think you joked when you took the Ipswich Town job that it was after the Barrow Cup game. I think your dad rang you and said, are you sure you want to take this job? Mid-table in League One when you arrived here. Could you have dreamed of it going this well?
No, I don't think you could. Certainly not in this time scale, I have to say. You know, it was a long road. There was a lot of work to be done. And, you know, we had the goal to get promotion and then eventually to try and get promoted again, but everybody does. It's not everybody, but there's so many big clubs in the pyramid who do. So to achieve, it's took an incredible amount of work. It's to have done it in the time scale that we've done it, with, as you said, 98, 96 points, to have done it this year in one of the toughest championships there's ever been. from a statistical point of view, I think it's incredible that it's been done in the scale, and you know, that's going to bring us challenges. There's no two ways about it. It's come before anyone could have expected. There'll be some challenges ahead, but you know, they're not for now. For now, it's to revel in this these wonderful days that we've been privileged to have.
Kieran, young managers like yourself, inevitably, when you do so well, other clubs look at yourself and you might get linked with other things. Is this job here at Ipswich not done for you yet?
No, I love it here. It's a fantastic club. I'm so proud to be the manager of this football club, and I've worked so hard at it every day, so I give so much of myself and the people around me for the last couple of years. So I'm just so focused and enjoying that journey. That sort of speculation's been there for the last 2 years, to be honest, and I've shown loyalty, you know, to the club through that, and you know, I'm really pleased that I've stuck with it and you know, achieved what we've achieved, and you know, there's some big and exciting steps to come for the football club.
Kieran, what's your approach going to be in the Premier League? I know literally you're just celebrating winning promotion, but you had a few late nights preparing for that. Southampton, for example, what's going to be like preparing for Man City and Liverpool?
It's a massive step up. There's no doubt about it. It's not something that I want to think about too much today, but I know it's a humongous step up, and every single department of the football club is going to be a massive, massive challenge to even be competitive in the Premier League. So, yeah, we know there's some big, big challenges ahead, but they're challenges to look forward to, challenges to embrace. No one, I don't think, externally thought that we could get to this point as we have done. So, yeah, those are things to look forward to, but they're things to think about next week, this weekend, for reveling in what we've done so far.
Yeah, but how does it feel on a personal level to actually be a Premier League manager? Because when you first came here, you're contemplating trips to like Morecambe and Fleetwood, and now obviously a completely different stratosphere.
Yeah, it's nice, but you know, it's not what consumes my focus, to be honest. Again, it's not to, you know, speak about the things. I've coached in the Champions League when I was maybe 31, 32. I've coached in the Premier League. I've been involved in those big games, and it's brilliant. You want to test yourself against the best clubs, the best teams, best players, best coaches, and it's going to be a great challenge to go and do that again. But you know, it's for me, it's more always, you know, my value comes in how I try and help the people around me, how I represent the football club that I'm working for, and how I try and improve that team, those players in that club. And you know, of course, it's going to be fantastic to have that challenge in the Premier League next year, but it's been fantastic to have it this year in the Championship, and it was fantastic last year to do that in League One, to be honest.
And finally, you're going on holiday, you've got anything booked, how are you going to spend the summer months?
Honestly, nothing. It's took a monk like discipline from everyone, to be honest. I've not booked dinner tonight, so yeah, I've not made a plan past Saturday at 3 o'clock, I have to say. We were so consumed by, you know, trying to go out there and perform in the schedule that we've had. So yeah, thankfully we've got some time. It's quite a big break from the end of the Championship season to the start of the Premier League season. So we'll use the time well. There's a lot of work to be done, and we will work very hard over the summer. But for sure, I'm going to enjoy this moment, these moments, these last 2 years. I'm going to enjoy a holiday. The family deserve to, you know, have a large share of my attention for a while, and I'll make sure to do that. But also, I know there's going to be a lot of work going on.
Have you already prepared plans for pre-season and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, you have to in some aspects. So, you know, booking training camps and stuff like that, you have to be ahead of that before. So we've prepared, you know, plan A pre-season, plan B pre-season, plan C pre-season, and plan D pre-season, because you know, you don't know the playoffs and which round you go out, and it would all change. So we've got all those scenarios lined up. That's the one bit that we have planned, so there's still detail to add to it. But yeah, the start of that's in place, and I say, you know, next week, maybe not Monday, but you know, a little shortly after that, we'll start to refine those plans.
And I know fans will be kind of, we've heard sign them up. We had a few sign ups regarding one or two of the lone players, Amari in particular. Are there players in there? And Jeremy, you'd like to have back again, Kiefer?
No, for sure. It's a special group. We've had success with that last year, keeping the group together, bringing in someone like George, who was on loan, and the way he's escalated. So, yeah, of course, we look at all possibilities. We'll build a squad as strong as we can. But the players we've had in this year on loan have been an absolute credit to themselves, and they've been a really big part of the group.
And finally, for me, how will it feel going to Man United, going to Tottenham as the manager of Ipswich Town?
Yeah, great steps for sure. They're going to be really proud moments on my personal journey. And look, the supporters have got 19 incredible away games to enjoy, and they've got a summer to enjoy now. we'll deal with next season when it comes, but I hope everyone enjoys it and we embrace the big challenge it's going to be. But you know, to give a new generation of Ipswich fans those experience, that's something that, you know, we need to all be so proud of, and you know, let's enjoy these challenges when they come.
Luke Wolfenden and the Premier League player for Ipswich Town, how does that sound?
Got a great ring to it, mate. Got a great ring to it. Nice. Sounds good.
Nice one. Well, let's talk to you today first. It could have been a nervy one. You made it so easy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, you can say it was easy. I was shitting myself, mate. No, it was a really good game. I think the boys played really well, and the crowd was unbelievable. We played well, and yeah, a great day again.
Yeah, and a culmination for what has been an unbelievable season. In your wildest dreams, could you have seen this one playing out as it did?
No, if I'm being honest, I think all season I've said, nah, it can't happen. It's probably helped us, to be fair. I think the majority of the change room will be the same. We've been sitting there saying, nah, impossible, but we've just made the impossible happen. So, yeah, unbelievable.
So just how special this job is that you've done. I mean, this group has gone through so much. Haven't been too many changes in the group yet. Here you are, you won promotion from League One last season and now promotion from the Championship this season.
Yeah, I think, like you said, that's been our strength. I think there's not been a lot of changes, and the group knows what the boss wants. And, you know, I'd be surprised if there's a team out there that works harder than us in the league on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, when you work that hard, you get your rewards, and that's what we've got today.
I've been so focused on the task at hand. Every game, it's one game at a time. How excited are you now to think, wow, I'm going to play at Anfield, at Old Trafford, at the Etihad?
Yeah, one game at a time, and then we'll go one pub at a time, and then we'll think about the Premier League.
Cheers.
Anyone else, guys?
No, I mean, you're obviously Ipswich lad, and I think we spoke before, didn't we, about you not actually being old enough to remember Town being in the Premier League before, so that must have been an enormous amount to take your hometown club into the Premier League.
If I'm honest with you, mate, it's not really sunk in yet. Someone was saying to me out there about playing Man United at Portman Road, and I've not even thought about it, mate. It's honestly just... really am just living in the moment and enjoying every minute of it, and to be fair, the boss is big on that, you know. When he's talking about nerves before the game, he says, this is what you get into football for, this is what you work. Anyway, the boss is big on that, working hard day in, day out, and enjoying what you do, and you get your rewards for that. And yeah, we work really hard, and like I said, I've not thought about the Premier League yet, but yeah, we're there, so it's unbelievable.
All season we've been sort of talking about the manager and all the players have been saying, we're not looking at the table. Is that true? Had you had a sort of peak here and there, and sort of thinking?
I can honestly tell you, mate, like, I've touched on it just before when Alex asked me the question. All season I've been saying it's not possible, but if I'm being honest with you, I've always slightly thought we'd do it. Ask anyone, mates, they've all been saying, are we going up? And I say, yeah, I think we are. And to be fair, the boys have been unbelievable, the boss has been unbelievable, the coaches have been unbelievable, and we are just one big group that enjoys what we do every day, and look how far it can take you when you do that.
Seemed like a nerveless performance today. Didn't seem any, you know, and actually before quite a lot of big games, I've spoken to players, such a relaxed bunch before games.
Yeah, and I think that comes down to how hard we work, and you don't leave things to chance in this group, and that probably eliminates a lot of the nerves. I mean, I don't show a lot of emotion, but I can tell you I was nervous before this game and I was nervous before the whole game. But when you sit there and you think about the hard work we put in, the hours in the training ground, you know, it really is unbelievable, and we deserve everything that we're getting in a minute.
I hear Ed Sheeran just FaceTiming you in the dressing room.
Yeah, I think Dom gave him a little serenation, and he enjoyed it, and yeah, it was good to see him. Yeah, it was good to see Ed, and I know he's gutted he can't be here, but yeah, he's got to make money somehow, I guess.
But I think he's going out for a drink with you later in the week or something, is that right?
You know more than me, mate. I'm literally just sipping on these Peronis and hoping I stay awake.
Can I just ask, talk about the hard work, and the manager talks quite a lot about discipline, and can you give an example about how demanding he can be on your players?
I'll tell you one example. We're in on Tuesday. We just got promoted and we're in on Tuesday. That's one example. But yeah, listen, you know, we get body fat tested more than I've ever done in the entirety of my career. We run more, we work harder in the gym, you know, recovery is massive for us, and and as a group, it's probably the most professional bunch that I've been around, and it's really, really helped. And yeah, like I said, when you work that hard, it kind of takes away the nerves, and you're not leaving things to chance, because you know, like Huddersfield today, they can turn up and play how they want, because you know, their season is what it is, and we're out there with massive pressure on us, and you know, you got to kind of sit there and think, we do this every day, and you know, it stands you in good stead.
Last couple, please, guys.
Yeah. Describe what it was like at full time. You know, obviously the fans flooded on the pitch. Just talk us through what it was like for you out there.
To be fair, from about the 70th minute, the clock went so slow, it was unbelievable. About the 82nd minute, I see one of my best mates standing by the side, and yeah, it was blew my mind, mate. It's unbelievable. I'm gonna have some more beer before I start crying.
But you've had some real lows at this club to some real highs.
Fucking hell, have I?
Go on, keep pushing.
It's such a, you know, you've gone from the kind of periods where managers have kind of said, oh, you're not in our plans, to being a Premier League player. Extraordinary, really.
Yeah, I think, yes, yeah, it's mental, mate. Football is one of them sports where opinions is, if there's someone in charge of you that their opinion of you is different to someone else's, then the game can change. And I think, to be fair, no matter how hard you work, a lot of it is down to timing and luck. You know, another manager could have come in that wasn't Kieran McKenna and not enjoyed the way that I played football, and then, you know, things go differently. But luckily for me, it worked out the way that I wanted it to.